Can you protect your business in a divorce? You probably put sweat and tears into your business, and thought of someone walking away with half of it may be devastating. Divorce has the potential to wreck even the best business plan. Even an amicable one could have consequences. But your spouse may not be entitled to half your business. Many factors go into the distribution of assets during legal proceedings, including where you live. Here are some ways you can protect your business during a divorce. How courts determine ownership. There are several factors a court considers when determining what happens to a business during a divorce. According to Lauren Taylor Law, these can include when you founded the company, as well as business valuation, involvement of spouse in the business, prenuptial or postnuptial agreements, financial obligations to spouse. It's important to maintain accurate financial records to protect your business. Keeping your business credit cards and bank accounts separate from your and your spouse's personal bank accounts can also reduce the chance of a spouse claiming assets during a divorce. Prepare for a divorce. No one wants to think about divorce when planning a wedding. But if you own a company, planning is crucial to avoid negative consequences later down the road. Prenuptial and postnuptial agreements will protect a business in most states. However, some states, like California, have strict laws, like the Uniform Premarital Agreement Act, and will strike agreements down if not properly written, according to the law offices of Paul J. Duren. Prenuptial agreements are drafted before a couple is married. Postnuptial agreements are executed after marriage. Both can be written to protect the ownership of a business. But some spouses may later question the validity of an agreement, so it's important to have an attorney prepare one for you. Spouse works in business. If your spouse works in the business, he or she may be eligible for sweat equity. According to Everett Family Law, sweat equity refers to the non-financial contributions one spouse makes that may increase the value of marital assets. This can include intellectual input, physical labor, or emotional support. If you're in this position, you'll want a business valuation to analyze the business's financial statements, market conditions, and other factors. Valuation and appraisal. If the business is classified as marital property, the court must equally divide it. It's therefore important to have the correct business valuation and appraisal. According to American Express, business valuation can be calculated in different ways. One is book value. Book value looks at a company's assets and liabilities. The formula is valuation equals business assets, business liabilities. If your assets are $300,000 and your liabilities are $100,000, your business valuation is $200,000. But while this is a simple formula, it fails to take into account intangible assets, profitability, or growth. The more common method is to take a company's earnings after all business expenses are paid and use an industry multiplier to generate its accepted value. For example, a technology firm is commonly valued at 3 to 5 times earnings, whereas an accounting firm may be valued at 1.6 to 2 times earnings. This means that a technology firm with earnings of $400,000 a year could expect to be valued at approximately $2 million to $2.8 million. But an accounting firm earning $400,000 could be valued at around $800,000. Use a trust to protect your business. According to the Howes Law Firm, one strategy you will need to perform in advance is to protect your business assets by placing them in a trust. A trust is a legal structure that manages assets for the advantage of designated individuals. When a business is transferred into a trust, it becomes the trust's property. That means it is no longer viewed as a personal asset. In the event of divorce, your business wouldn't be part of marital property and therefore would not be subject to division. Your attorney can advise you as to whether this is the right option for you. Can a business be kept as separate property? In some states, assets obtained before marriage are typically regarded as separate property. Therefore, they aren't divided in the event of a divorce. However, any increase in the business's value during the marriage could be considered marital property, according to the Howes Law Firm. Agreements with partners. According to Nez Law Group LLP, if you have business partners, shareholders, or members, review your agreements. This is especially important if you have a buy-sell agreement. You may be required to buy out your own interest to prevent your spouse from becoming a co-owner with your business partners. Co-ownership of business. If it is determined that your spouse is entitled to a percentage of your business, you have three options. One is that you can buy out your spouse's interest in the business to maintain full ownership. Selling the business and dividing the assets is another option. The third option is to continue to share the business as co-owners and put differences aside when running it. The Epoch Times copyright 2026. The views and opinions expressed are those of the authors. They are meant for general informational purposes only and should not be construed or interpreted as a recommendation or solicitation. The Epoch Times does not provide investment, tax, legal, financial planning, estate planning, or any other personal finance advice. The Epoch Times holds no liability for the accuracy or timeliness of the information provided.